World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, good morning, here. It's the 13th day of August, 2025. Lord's not making another one. And, you know, I got a real nice email the other day. I don't know, a few days ago. It all run. I'm going to be honest with you. Some days I don't know whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. My wife thinks I'm losing my mind. And it's not that. For years and years, I got up and went to work every day, Monday, Tuesday. Y'all know that. And so I knew when the weekend was. I knew where. And just because my life isn't like that anymore, sometimes I don't even know what day it is, right? Sometimes I really don't even know what day it is. And not that I'm losing my mind, but I don't know what day it is. So I was going to say something to you right there, and then I forgot what I was going to say. So I'm going to go ahead and move on because what time to be alive, man? What a time. Oh, I know what it was. I got a real nice email from somebody, and Ray, can I say this without patting myself on the back, this person who sent the email, I don't share emails unless people tell me it's okay to do it, said, Coach, I want you to know that watching your show and all the different people who share on your show has taught me more about Christianity than my 30 years in church. Would anybody agree with that? Maybe not your 30 years in church, but right?
Amen.
Boom.
Yeah. And I'm proud about that. I'm proud of that. Not because it's just been a vessel. It's just a vessel that you can move. Look, if I lined up and took the time to give you testimonies of lives changed because of this little thing that we're doing here, we'd be ahead of most churches. I'm telling you. The way we've activated people, the way we've encouraged people to be the salt of the earth, light of the world, the way that we've told people not to be afraid, the way that we tell people to be boots on the ground, the way that we've talked and discussed about how to get involved, we must get involved. I mean, the fruit here is unbelievable. And I want to thank all of you. Now, I'm going to do something here real quick because I didn't do it yesterday. Okay, Spencer, pull up Proverbs 13. And while he's getting up there, Liberty Mel, somebody out there, I want you to be thinking about this right now, okay? We've got, today's the 19th, and this is Operation 31. That means we've got 12 days. We need to come up with a list. Look, are you guys looking at me? We need to do some SWAT teams. Say what? Oh, yeah, yeah. We need to find some people in Oklahoma who will go hit specific targets. We need to find people in Ohio who will go hit specific targets. In fact, I'm willing to find a group of people who are willing to go to DC and hit specific targets. I think what we are doing is that important. And I know a lot of you out there are, Dale, it's the 13th, thank 13th day that we've been doing this. A lot of you are out there doing it. A lot of you, I know because my email box blows up. Coach, we went here today and did this. And Coach, we went here and did this. And Coach, I'm carrying rocks. I got them in my car now, Coach. And whenever I'm, boom, boom. What if we got really, really focused on this and really, in these next 12 days, begin to really focus and tear down some strongholds? Now, I got to throw this up here. I bet you guys didn't even know this. Hang on, Spencer. I'm all over the place. Bear with me. Pull up number 4. You guys didn't even know this. You didn't even know this. Kim Davis. Anybody remember Kim Davis? Say, Kim Davis. Who's Kim Davis? Well, she was the county clerk that wouldn't sign homo marriages. Anybody remember that now? Anybody remember that? Did you guys know this? Did you know we went and slept down there at Kim Davis's office? Do you guys know that? How long ago would that be? That was at least 10 years ago. At least 10 years ago. Did you know this? the Supreme Court has formally been asked to overturn a Obergefell ruling on gay marriage. What? Oh, yeah. This thing is resurrecting its ugly head again, right? And they're asking the Supreme Court to overturn a Obergefell on gay marriage. Hey, friends, come on. How long's the world been here? Let's say 2,000 years, because it's 2025. It's been here longer than that, you know. Been there longer than that. They never, anytime, anywhere, any place, anyway, has gay marriage been recognized. Never, ever, ever, anywhere. Just except the last 10 years in America. Look, they could call it civil union. Two guys could get together and have a partnership if they want to, a 501c3 partnership if they want to. But it ain't a marriage. It ain't a marriage. And you know how hard they scream and holler and yell at us if we try to identify somebody by their pronouns? Oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. But we want to say marriage is between a man and a woman. Oh, you can't do it. It's unbelievable. Yeah, and you know why? Because we have lost the ability or desire to be salt and light. I got to get to this stuff. Hang on. Kim Davis, a petition for writ of certiorari, meaning hearing, was filed last month. Davis argues, stop. First Amendment protection for free exercise of religion immunizes her from personal liability for the denial of marriage licenses. More fundamentally, she claims the high court's decision in Obergefell versus Hobbs, extending marriage rights for same-sex couples under the 14th Amendment due process protections, was egregiously wrong. The mistake must be corrected, wrote Davis's attorney Matt Staver in the petition. He calls Justice Anthony Kennedy's majority opinion in Obergefell legal fiction. Hey, maybe we need to go stake out there. Okay, so let's go on. So here's what we need to do. We need some of you guys to get together out there. Someone said, I'll do it, coach. And let's think some places we need to stake. And let's go do them. Let's go hit them. Now, I'm not talking about your state capital. You can do that. I mean, come on. I can do my state capital. I can do my county. I can do it. Are there any national places where we ought to be staking? And let's go hit them. Let's go get them. Poll number five real quick. Hey, boys and girls, we've been here a while. Did you know this? Listen to this. This ain't about the swastika. This is about hidden history. This is about things that we've been taught that simply are not true. Listen to this.
Is prehistoric. It's found on five continents around the world and dates back approximately 10,000 years. It is found in Europe, Africa, Asia, North, and South America, all before transoceanic sea travel was thought to be possible. This is from the Hopewell Mound people, which is in modern-day Ohio, and that dates back 2,200 years ago.
Jesus Christ, this is from modern-day Ohio 2,000 years ago?
2,200 years ago, people debate on whether it was the Milky Way galaxy, the Big Dipper, whatever you want to say its origins were. I believe this is strong suggestive evidence that humans were traversing the continents and the oceans thousands of years before we were taught in school, which is evidence of being more advanced than we were taught in school.
Right.
Is that something? Folks, remember this, the winners write the history. Okay, pull up Proverbs 13. I don't even know if anybody got their hand up yet. Proverbs 13. Wow. A wise son. Now, again, I'll say this. How can you read this stuff and the wisdom in these Proverbs and not believe in God, a higher power? These things, I read the Proverbs and I go, wow. A wise son hears his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not a rebuke. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. Oh boy, careful what you say. The soul of the sluggard desireth and has nothing. Man. Sluggard always wants what you got. welfare. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, government hand. Oh, yeah. But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. I know a lot of people who are really, really wealthy that ain't taking a dollar of government money. The righteous man hateth lying. But a wicked man is loathsome, and he comes to shame. We're seeing it in D.C. We'll get there in a minute. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way. You follow righteousness, you ain't going to get in any trouble. Well, that's not true. You will with the government because they hate righteousness. But wickedness overthroweth the sinner. There is that maketh himself rich, yet has nothing. And there is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. I'm so blessed. I got a chance yesterday to play 9 holes of golf with my grandson, me and him. You guys can have all the freaking money. The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. People who are begging and poor won't listen. They won't listen. The light of the righteous rejoiceth, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. We're going to see that. Only by pride cometh contention. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is just shut your mouth and walk away, folks. But you want to make your point. You want to be right. You want to make your point. Only by pride cometh contention, but with a well-advised is wisdom. You got to know when to fold them and hold them and know when to fold them. Know when to walk away and know when to run. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. Wow. When the desire cometh, it's a tree of life. Praying for something and finally you get it. Oh my goodness. Whosoever despises the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Man, this is deep. The law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. What is the law of the wise? Keep you from dying. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Man. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. In other words, a smart guy knows when to talk, when to shut up. A wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction. Anybody say amen on that? Trying to tell your grown kids, poverty and shame shall be to him that won't listen. But he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. That's what coaching is, getting the player to do it the right way. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. And he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. I wonder how many of you have gotten wiser since you started hanging around with this group in here. Anybody in here gotten wiser? Evil pursues sinners. What? Evil chases after me? Yeah. But to the righteous, good shall be repaid. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Wow. Are we here in America leaving an inheritance to our children's children? And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Much food is the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed, because nobody will judge it. He that spareth the rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth his betimes. Gets his butt beat, huh? The righteous eateth to satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked can never be filled. Wow, huh? Wow. I got some good stuff to share with you today, if you bear with me. I hope you're still staking. Hope you're still doing it. Like I said, Somebody pick it up. Let's get a plan. Let's get a plan. Let's get a plan. We've got how many, 12 days? Let's finish strong here. I'm pausing because I got four things I want to try and figure out which direction I want to go. Go to, I'm going to put this pause. I'm going to posit this and you guys do what you want to with it. President Trump, I got my eye on him. Not a Trump sycophant here. President Trump has called out legally the National Guard in Washington, D.C., supposedly to clean up the crime in D.C. And it's gone good. And of course, there's people are kicking against the pricks. They don't like it. Too much power. He's a dictator. What? Keep your eye on. We got to keep our eye on. I get it. And I'm wondering, has Trump called out the National Guard in Washington, D.C.? Because there's going to be some arrests made. Sink on that one. Suck on that one a bit. Has he put the National Guard in Washington, D.C.? Because all hell's about to break loose in Washington, D.C. Folks, can you imagine? Can you imagine the upheaval in Washington, D.C. if they put handcuffs on Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton? Can you even imagine? Huh? That righteous roll down like a mighty river. Okay, let me see. A lot of good stuff here. A lot of good. What do I want to do, Coach? Okay, go to. Oh, I hate to do that. Go to General Flynn, number two. Something's going on, folks. Something's going on. Go ahead, play it.
Frame this for us. What are we about to see?
Yeah, so two things, and there's still a lot of internal undermining within the CIA. That has to end. The exposure, though, that I think we're about to see is additional exposure of the current evidence that we are seeing with the undermining in the 2016-2017 timeframe. And I think the big one that's going to come out, and I think it's going to be even worse, is 2020. So 2020 was the coup, as I've said very bluntly. You know, the plan initially was Obama, Hillary, but that got stopped by Trump, right, and the American people. And so then they had to figure out how to do it again. And the real coup was 2020. And I think, I wouldn't expect something in the next 24 hours because I think that there's some machinations going on inside of the government right now. But I think a lot of what we're going to learn in leading up to 2020 is the coup. And remember, President Trump was the president at that time, right? The 51 it's intel and defense advisors that signed the Hunter Biden letter. I mean, that's public now. There's a lot of other things that are not public that led up to 2020 that led to the coup and the rigged election where Uncle Joe became the president of the United States. And God, look at what we're learning about the auto pen, right? So more to come. That's where I think, you know, if you want to put a finger on what's wow. next, it's that.
Wow. So that would be, I mean, President Trump wasn't necessarily in power. He was the president-elect. But you're talking about the 2020 election where right. it's sedition against the actual elected president in office.
Exactly.
That's bombshell, General.
It really is. I mean, to me, that's it, you know, everything that happened to me and to Trump and to the country, we're now seeing that. Now it's how they then decided once they couldn't get him to say to get out 25th Amendment or whatever, or just to say, screw it, you Pence, you can have it. When they couldn't do that, they had to figure out another way to do it. And the 2020 election is going to be, I think, the real revelation that we as the world and then certainly the American people are going to see. And to me, that is going to then allow President Trump to make some decisions about how our elections will be conducted. That's the real story here.
Fascinating. So they're going to use this then as a predicate. He's already signed the executive order to secure the elections. They're going to use this as an example of how subterfuge can happen from inside of the system to rig elections against presidents.
Absolutely. And that's not just here in the United States of America. It's, that's worldwide.
Can you?
Okay. I'm sorry. I got a lot of information to dump on you. I'm going to open it up. I want you to get in here. Hey, friends, this is why it's critical that we redouble our efforts to get involved. Somebody out there put together a list of places we need to go. We have people in California. We have people in Texas. We have people in Minnesota. We have people in Florida. We can find assignments where we need to send SWAT teams. What SWAT teams? Yes. Spiritual weapons and tactics. We need to go now. And folks, there's such a... I told Michelle this. I'm getting to the point right now that I don't want to leave Ohio because I don't know if I'll get back. What is before us, if we really see the unveiling of the truth of corrupt Clintons, corrupt Obama, not even an American citizen, corrupt Congress, if the truth of that comes out, what's going to happen in our government? So even though our government is corrupt, it's a functioning government. And a lot of people aren't awake to it. And a lot of people are dumb enough to think it's Republicans good, Democrats bad. We know better than that. And the reason all this stuff is not being exposed is because the Republicans ain't good. And so when we get down and we see what's really, really going on, and we really try to, again, reclaim the power in Washington, D.C., back to the individual states, which is really what's kind of where we're heading, it ain't going to be pretty. Quote number 7, I got to show you this. Brunson case. Guys, ever remember the Brunson case? Remember that? Go ahead and play this. Still... Brunson case is fixing to change the United States forever. Remember the Brunson brothers? They went to the Supreme Court. They just came up with their own. They filed their own thing, writ of certiorari, whatever it's called, and it went to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court heard it. Supreme Court, Brunson case is fixing to change the United States forever. Go ahead and play it. Okay.
There's a fight that has been going on in numerous courts, including the Supreme Court, for over 2 years now that can change our country overnight. It's been on the back channels for years, but some new buzz has been going around. The case is known as Brunson versus Alma S. Adams et al. And has the potential to significantly reshape the world landscape by addressing concerns about constitutional adherence and accountability. The case focuses on whether lawmakers can be held responsible for actions that may have violated their oaths to protect the Constitution by refusing to pause the certification of the 2020 election at the urging of over 154 members of Congress. More simply put,
treason,
it's
right there.
The Supreme Court deciding that our politicians have been criminally negligent for not doing their jobs. Moreover, Brunson is attempting to hold Supreme Court justices liable if they don't do their job by upholding the Constitution. It's really ingenious, and the Supreme Court could be between a rock and a hard place. Three brothers, Rayland, Loy, and Darren Brunson, are amazing. Like pit bulls on a slab of meat, they don't come up for air, filing case after case in multiple jurisdictions that media won't tell you about. There are two main cases and related cases that we are going to look at in this video.
Whoever said the Brunson case is dead?
22.
Okay, you can take it off. The Brunson case isn't dead. Maybe I'll try to get the Brunson boys on here. I don't want to throw out all my good stuff here at once. Point number 8. Point number 8. Excuse me. Texas Senate passes congressional map that adds 5 seats for the Republicans. I was looking all morning to try to find, I saw a chart yesterday, there's like 12 different states that have no Republican representative in Congress because of the gerrymandering. Now we know this, don't we, folks? Pick your state, I don't care what your state is. the worst beating for Trump for the Republicans was like 55 to 45, maybe in some lefties, 55-45. And we're finding out that in some of these states, because of the gerrymandering, even though it's 55-45, we're a divided country, it's all Democrat representation because the Democrats gerrymandered everything. So what they're doing in Texas is they're gerrymandering, meaning redrawing congressional districts. And if they redrew congressional districts, according to the way the presidential election went, well, it'd be about 58% Republican representation in Congress. But the gerrymandering by the Democrats, boy, they're kicking and screaming now because they know that's where their power is. By the way, same thing getting ready to happen in the state of Ohio and maybe in a state near you, redistricting so that the congressional seat that you're in is a true representation of the people rather than connecting big. Well, anyway, Craig, come on, you got your hand up.
I just put it in the chat. Maybe Spencer can pull it up. That was the day that we were at Supreme Court that the Brunson case arrived. It's in the chat.
That's right.
You can pull it up. You can show your show. You know, you can go back and watch it there.
Praying at the Supreme Court. Folks, we got to keep doing this stuff, man. Praying at the Supreme Court. When was that, Craig? What day? That was 2 years ago.
It was on the 23rd. It was like January 6th or January 5th.
Doing it live. Just click that. Play that, Spence, can you?
Man, every one of these are probably being paid by the government. Every one of these people are probably driving these cars are the bloated bureaucrats.
That's the U.S. Supreme Court behind us, folks.
Of the United States government. It's overwhelming. Many of you out there, juvenile with you. Many of you probably never been to Washington, D.C. don't really know what we're talking about here, right? But this is where we are. Do you have that up there, Jonathan? You got maybe can't get to it. Yesterday, yeah, the Stop Hate rally. Here's what's going to go on, folks. We're going to leave this, for those of you who have joined the huddle, we're going to leave this window open. You can come in here, in and out all day if you want to, because we're doing this here at 7 o'clock, then we're doing a prayer vigil here at, which is what we're going to do here. We're going to do a unified prayer vigil here at 8 o'clock. And then at 7 o'clock tonight, we're going to go outside the gulag, the actual jail where those J6ers are. We're going to go do a prayer vigil outside there at 7 o'clock. And then at 1 o'clock, I think it's 1 o'clock, we're going to be at the Capitol. So if you're watching on Facebook or anything like that, when you see us go live, all you got to do is go back and rejoin. Go to Coach Dave Live and just read. I think I had that right, don't I?
Wow. Okay, take it off and put it in the chat. Folks, look. We staked the Supreme Court. Are you guys picking up on this? We staked the Supreme Court. We brought the power of Almighty God down to the U.S. Supreme Court. And we wait. We wait. And if gay marriage is overturned, I'm not going to be shocked. I'm not going to be shocked. Say, well, that could never happen. Well, it could. It could have never happened if we hadn't taken authority over it. These things are a matter of timing. And we are at a critical time right now. We have got to redouble our efforts and stake and stake and stake and stake. Paul Goslin, come on in, Paul.
I got a little bit nervous with the whole idea of, our military and our cities, and they're going to get rid of the homeless. Been there, Coach, right? It scares me a little. What are you going to do with them? I know how the military is. They're trained to do things, not to think, Coach. And that's a problem for me, Coach. So on the Carrie's show last night, Made's show, she was very, very, very informative about what's going on in the world. And I think we need to make sure we don't want the military in our towns.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more.
Remember Katrina? Oh, my God.
Yep. I agree. But, Paul, I think D.C. is different, in my opinion. I think D.C. is different. And I think it's a foreign country.
That's just kind of the, that's the case, Coach. I just pray. What do you do with the homeless? There's still people. They're vets, a lot of them, guys.
Mm-hmm. Why are they homeless? Let me tell you something. I don't know about you, what you guys think. I went to, people are somebody bought, getting hats. Thanks for getting hats. I went yesterday, mailed this hat, one of these hats out. $6.80. Put a hat in a bat thing and mail it. Postage stamps are 68 cents. Do you know that? Anybody remember when a stamp used to be 3 cents, 5 cents, 25 cents? 68 cents for a first class letter. And if you think that we don't have the capability to take care of our homeless veterans, we're taking care of everybody every place else. But we don't have the ability to be able to do it here. I don't know. Come on, somebody's got a hand up. P.S., come on in.
Hey, Dave, are you doing your postage online?
No.
It's usually a big discount if you try that.
Is that right? I'll check that out.
So set up a USPS account and then go in there, put in the weight and the dimensions, and it's usually a better rate.
Okay, I'll check that out. Still, huh? $6.80 to put a hat in the back. They just throw some guy just grabs it and throws it on the thing. Just they throw it and they pick it up and they say $6.80. Come on.
Anytime you pay in the store, it's gonna be more.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. New movie number 3. Now I'm gonna open it up after this. Folks, somebody say, Coach, I'm gonna organize a national, regional. We're going to get men and we're going to take a weekend and we're going to go hit some of these places. We have to figure out where they are. We have to do that. Pull it up. Did I tell you what to pull up here? I'm sorry. New movie out. New movie out. Nick Searcy. War on Truth. She spends number 3. Watch the trailer. Click on the trailer. There you go.
I didn't want to make this too painful. I don't think our conversation could take probably 4 to 5 or 10 minutes.
You know what you do after the FBI investigates you for making a movie about January 6th?
You make another one.
With investigations related to child sex trafficking, have you reassigned any of these agents?
I don't believe we have reassigned people away from child exploitation.
Why? So to be clear, the FBI moved you off a pedophile task force to a January 6th task force. Yeah.
We have not to date seen any evidence of anarchist violent extremists or people subscribing to Antifa in connection with the 6th.
Lie.
Antifa! Antifa!
If you are asking whether the violence at the Capitol on January 6th was part of some operation orchestrated by FBI sources and or agents, the answer is emphatically
you're saying no?
No.
Why?
There's 5 people, okay, that want to come forward to say that we have facial recognition of all the federal agents.
100 officers were assaulted on that day. 5 officers died.
That was a lie.
Killed by a blow to the head with a fire extinguisher.
Lie.
Died after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher.
Lie.
They fixate on the deaths that are not attributed to January 6th while completely ignoring what these really horrific deaths of 4 Trump supporters that afternoon.
The scariest thing about this movie is when you show people the truth, they believe it, and they come together as Americans. We unite. If this movie wasn't so dangerous to the cabal, if this movie wasn't so dangerous to the deep state, they wouldn't be trying so hard to censor it.
Don't be afraid, people. Go see this movie.
Hey, can I help me?
Yes, sir. Are y'all open today?
Not today, we're not.
Director Ray?
No, he's not here today.
Can I leave him a message?
Well, I can't give him a message. You got to call to the public relations office.
Yeah, we called and left a message.
We did that for a couple months. Could you ask him if he's still investigating me for making the last movie?
No, I'll see when we get that.
I appreciate that, sir.
Thank you, sir.
That's truly disappointing.
He'd just say the same lies to us that he said to Congress.
Wow, huh? That's cool. Hey, look, I've been all over the place today. I want to apologize for being all over the place, but there's a plethora, a lot of information. Oh, I don't know if I can do this or not. And one more, I don't know if I can do it. Half of you gonna leave. Half of you will leave. Pull up number six. I'm gonna play. Okay, just leave it right there. It's a movie. It's not, it's Tucker. Self-described evangelicals like Ted Cruz and Mike Johnson have no interest in how Israel treats Christians. Pick up your feet, pick up your toes. Self-described evangelicals like Ted Cruz and Mike Johnson have no interest in how Israel treats Christians. Mother Agapia Stephanopoulos has spent years living in the region. They need to listen to her. Just play a couple minutes of this interview with this nun, Christian nun in Israel. I'm sorry. Truth will set you free. Wow. Just play a couple minutes. Put it in the chat then.
Thank you for doing this. So you first moved to the Holy Land in 1996?
Correct, yep.
As a nun?
Right.
How are Christians doing in the Holy Land?
Well, it's become a very difficult time for them there. Being a Palestinian. So the problem is, so there's two different things. If you live in Israel, you're a citizen. And so they can live there and work, but there's sort of some petty grievances that people might have. But if you're a Christian in Palestine, which is where most of the activities of the life of Christ are, Bethlehem, Jerusalem, the Mount of Olives, Jericho, Jacob's Well, that's all within Palestine. And so there's many, that's the predominance of the Christian population there. And they're treated with the effects of the occupation, which means you have checkpoints around you. A Christian who lives in Bethlehem cannot go to Jerusalem, to the Holy Sepulchre, without a permit by Israel. And they don't usually give those permits, especially now.
A Christian can't.
No, without permission from Israel.
That's interesting because, I mean, those Christians that right. You're describing, I mean, they're the descendants of the Christians.
Absolutely, who yeah. Were They've been by there Jesus. From the beginning, yeah. I mean, right, Christ came as a Jew, right?
Yes.
Went to the temple, but the people that converted and have lived there for centuries are, in fact, I think there's been studies done that on Palestinians living there now, and they are the Canaanite descendants.
Yes.
They're people that have been there for centuries, not all, or the greater part, not just Palestine included Syria and Lebanon at a different time under different empires and things. So, yeah, they're the first Christians, the Christians at the time of Christ. And they can, it's very difficult to practice their faith. It's sort of like you're in a gilded cage. And the best, that's how I look at Bethlehem. Within Bethlehem, you can live there, but you can't go and visit your friend who lives near Jacob's Well in Nablus without taking it. In fact, the priest in Bethlehem just told me the other day, his wife is from near Jenin, which normally would take you about an hour and a half to get between the two. Her father has prostate cancer. In order to get treatment, there was only hospitals. Nothing in the Northwest Bank could deal with it, either in Jerusalem. Or in Hebron, which is south.
just want to know the truth. And everything is filtered. Not allowed to say this. Not, okay, put number 9 up real quick. Put number 9 up. I found this today. I think it was today. No, I don't know who Carl Mehta is. I don't know who he is. Number 9. I'll try to give you information. Trust but verify. Carl Mehta. President Trump just... This, just scroll down through this and look at the information that this guy's giving us. Look, D.C. police now under direct federal control. A.G. Bondi takes control. DEA's Tony Cole becomes interim commissioner. This is Liberation Day in D.C. And we're going. Keep going. Keep going. I don't look. Defense Secretary, 800 D.C. National Guard troops. Additional specialized units on standby. Federal military backup if needed. They will be strong. They will be tough. Do folks, are we hearing any of this? Are you hearing any of this anywhere? Go on down. Put this in the chat. Chew on it all you want. Scroll on down. 40. Trump revealed DC's murder rate, 41 per 100,000. Car thefts doubled in 5 years. Car jackings more than tripled. Is the media telling us all this stuff? No, the media is telling us that it's safe there. It's safe. 500 federal agents deployed last week. FBI, ATF, they're all involved. Dozens of arrests made over the weekend. Criminal photos displayed at the briefing. Going down. Going down. Do you guys know this is going on? What sparked this unprecedented action? Former DOGE employee savagely beaten by a band of roving thugs after defending a young woman from an attempted carjacking. Left dripping in blood with broken nose and concussion. Put it in the chat. We'll move on. You want to know what's going on? Here's what's going on in D.C. Do you think the media is going to tell you? Think they're going to tell you what's going on? Somebody come on in here. I've been rattling on for 42 minutes here. All over the place, I might add. We have been so and are being so lied to, friends. We're being so lied to. I don't know who to trust. I don't know who to believe. But I know that Washington, D.C. is the synagogue of Satan. For sure it is. For sure it is. And the reason that nothing's happening in D.C. is because they're all in on it. They all knew they could get away with it. They weren't going to tell on each other. They had control of the FBI. They had control of DEA. They had control of everything. And the people in power could do whatever the hell they wanted to do because their buddy wasn't going to tell on them because they were involved with it too. Republicans, yes. Democrats, yes. Yes, a friggin' cesspool. Yes, a cesspool. And if something doesn't happen now, if they squash this, and they got us chasing Epstein and Epstein and Epstein, I'm sure there's something there. I'm sure there's something there. But folks, it's deeper than Jeffrey Epstein. Johnny, come on in. Thanks for taking some pressure off of me here, Johnny.
Good morning, Coach. Yeah, that and what you're talking about with postage, too. I mean, so hyperinflation is going, and it's going to get worse. We just surpassed $38 trillion. It's to the point now where they can't keep covering it up. And now with all the – they're going to have to do something with printing more money, so that's going to increase inflation even more. I mean, hold on to your seats, everybody, because it's
just, Johnny, I think they're going
to, what did you say, $6 to send a hat?
$6.95. Now, look, I think
it's going to get worse.
They're going to do a bait and switch with us on the economy because the economy is totally and completely out of control because there's nothing backing the American dollar, the gold standard, right? Are we going to go back on the gold standard? Are they going to try to kick us to crypto? It doesn't matter. What they want to do is they want to make sure that they have a monetary system that they're in control of. That's really all. what do you suppose a mortgage is on a? Can you even buy a $250,000 house today? Can you even buy one? But if you could buy a $250,000 house, what's the mortgage rates? What's 7%? Are they 7% a year for 30 years? What? And we continue to do that? And then we see that the Federal Reserve Chairman will not lower interest rates. He won't lower interest rates. Federal Reserve isn't even a government agency. They're not even a government agency. They devalue our currency. They take over our property. They're selling to the Chinese. And we're sitting around twiddling our thumbs. Folks, it's happening now, man.
Yeah, they're hammering us from every angle.
That's right.
Every angle.
Who is? The devil is. The devil is. Don't lose sight. Don't lose sight. Remember, the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit. The only hope is for Christians to rise up. That's our only hope. Dave, come on in.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Thanks again, Coach. I traveled extensively throughout Mexico during my life for business. And one thing I realized straight away when I got there, and people told me that if you get in trouble, the last person that you want to approach for help is a federale, because they're all corrupt. They're going to see you're an American, and they're going to realize that you're a target, and then they see an opportunity. Everywhere I went, there was a strong military presence. Any large city, strong military presence. And you'd be driving sometimes around the road and come around a curve, and all of a sudden, man, you're in a perimeter. It's all sandbags, guys with machine guns. It was the military. It was a checkpoint, right? And they were mobile. And once you got inside that perimeter, they wanted to search your vehicle, but they were very professional. They were always extremely polite, and they treated you with dignity. The problem you have in D.C. and throughout this country, Paul, is the police departments have become corrupt.
Amen.
And that's what we're dealing with, and that's what the president sees there. And so, yeah, I don't like to have my military president in my city, but if the police departments are corrupt, then, I mean, I would welcome them here.
Hey, Dave. What if what people have been telling us, that Washington, D.C. is its own country? Do you guys understand that? Do you understand that? It's not a state. It's a District of Columbia. It's literally a country unto its own. Literally. And so, look, I don't like Trump putting, I don't like military in the street. Is there any justice in Washington, D.C.? The seat of our government. Is there any justice there? No. No. Are the Republicans going to hold the Democrats accountable? No. Are the Democrats going to hold the Republicans accountable? No. No. Bible tells us this. Take it for what it's worth. That Beelzebub cannot cast out Beelzebub. You guys all believe that, right? The devil can't cast out the devil. So I look at it this way. If Trump's of the devil, why is he trying to overturn the government in D.C.? We say, well, he's part of it, Coach. It's all just a big show. Okay. If it's all just a big show, we're screwed. We're screwed if it's all just a big show. Or is something really going on? Mark Trump, come on in.
So D.C.'s turned over. The contract expired. It goes back to the owners. Who were the owners? When D.C. was procured, it was kind of nestled between the Virginia territory and unknown territory up north. I don't know if it had all been charted. But the territories, part of D.C. was cut off to do that. So now it's kind of just floating around. The military state that can be enforced like federales in America, like Mexico, don't have to be polite. That's all dependent on the corruption of the executives that put the military in charge. So can the question, Coach, is can Trump do what he's doing within his time frame? If not, what happens to those federales in America? Okay, they're going to go under the next president. So the next president will run them. So right now, if a military state's getting set up happily by Trump and all of us, it's going to get turned over to the next president.
Mm-hmm,
that's right. That's who will run this army in America. Now, if you wanted to set up an army, you'd want to do it with a really nice guy that no one would notice an army's getting set up. Mm. Now, let's hope it's contained to D.C. But if these federales spill out all over the states, that's a problem, Coach.
That's right.
Now
that's
you got Mexico. Now you got Mexico north of the border.
I'm with you, dude. What if, see, this gets so deep. I'll get Jack in there. Maybe Jack will explain some of this. Folks, Washington, D.C., not one of the 50 states. It's the District of Columbia, its own corporation. Now, conspiracy theorists, they call people, have been saying this for years. Been saying it for years. And now, apparently, they're right. What do you think, Jack?
The frog has been boiled. That's what I think. You see, the president does have the authority to do what he's doing in D.C., but that tentacle also travels all over the United States through the interstate highway system, which is why you can find blockades and checkpoint Charlies all over the interstate system. You'll have the Border Patrol, the sheriff, the local police, and the federales right there anywhere they want to be, because it's the interstate highway system was funded through the military under the Adams for Peace program. Thank you, President Eisenhower. Come on, folks.
This is deep, isn't it? This is deep. Hey, friends.
So how do we restore the militia, the constitutional militia that should be taking care of this? The president should be calling up the governor to call up the constitutional militia to take care of some of this stuff and put this blooming rabbit back in the hat.
Hey, Jack, let me ask this. How come every one of those J6ers were tried in Washington, D.C.?
Good question.
Why were everyone?
And they couldn't change their venue.
They couldn't change their venue. They had to go through a hanging judge who'd already hung several others. And no right to a free trial. Bill Dunphy was not allowed. If he gave testimony as to why he did what he did, he got enhanced punishment. Why?
Hey, because
Washington, D.C. is an entity unto itself, and it has its own rules and regulations.
Here's an analogy. I think we're pouring water into the pot to keep it from boiling so hard instead of turning off the fire. We don't get to the root of it. We're just trying to put some cold water in there so it doesn't boil so hard.
So, Jack, what happens to America if Donald Trump gets shot?
Chaos.
Look, I can't believe if I was him, I wouldn't leave the White House. I wouldn't leave. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, folks? Unless they're all playing on the same team, and I've told you this, if they're all on the same team, we're screwed anyway. Do you have any idea how many people in Washington, D.C.? Did you know that Washington, D.C. is 90% Democrat voters? Did you know that? Yeah, Randy, I know on that one too. How J.D. Vance all of a sudden become vice president? Where the hell did he come from? Eileen, come on in.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, everyone. A couple things. Number one, I think you shared with us that D.C. does not recognize the U.S. Constitution, number one.
Right.
And number two, as a lawyer, I kept asking all of these attorneys and J6ers, you know, why aren't you getting an arraignment? Why aren't you getting a pretrial hearing? And many of them were forced or persuaded to sign a waiver to a speedy trial. I mean, it goes on and on. But did you see the video of the D.C. police chief when she was asked, so what is the chain of command now?
Yeah.
And she said, what do you mean by that?
She didn't know what a chain of command was.
She was former DEI head. And then Bowser had to come in and save her. But the best thing is, I don't believe in accidents. I don't believe in coincidences. It's all by divine intervention. but at least it's being exposed. And many people in D.C. are grateful because
they are grateful. Who's right there? Ephesians 6, pull up Ephesians 6. Hmm? Hey, friends. Hey, Glenn. I know Glenn's out there. Do you ever try to run for office? Hey, Glenn, how hard would it be to get the Republican guy like me to get the Republican nod to run? And could I get it, Glenn? Would those Republicans want it cleaned up?
You got to go in front of the committee. They have their favorites.
They do?
You got to. They do. It would be difficult, Coach.
Yeah. So that machine is controlled from the top down as well, doesn't it? Republican good, Democrat bad. No. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Where is it? Is it 11? Ephesians 6:11. Is it 11, Spence? I could be in the wrong place. Somebody help me out. Dale, where are we? Ephesians. Is it 5? Is it 6? Scroll down, Spence.
Ephesians chapter 6 is putting on the full armor of God because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities.
Finally, my brothers, that'd be me and you. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Talking to the church, right? But you better put on the full armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Boy, I have time. Spencer, that would be a good one. Look that up real quick. Principality. What does Webster say a principality is? Oh, heck. Come on, Webster. Sovereign, supreme power, a prince. One invested with sovereignty, the territory of a prince, or the country which gives title to a prince. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Go back to it, but against principalities. Huh? Principalities. Go back, Spence, to Ephesians. Against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. See, there are those who are ruling the darkness of this world. And against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I don't care who you are. If you think an elected official can go against spiritual wickedness in high places, you're a damn fool. And the only one that can do it is those who are filled with the Spirit of God. And he says to the church, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all, stand, baby. What? Therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, have on the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Scroll down. And above all, take the shield of faith wherewith you're able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is word of God, praying always with all prayer, supplication, and in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. For me, the utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. It goes on and on. Huh? Folks, only God's people can cure this problem. And we got to get the church and our pastors and our leaders off of their duffs and get engaged in this battle. That's why our staking, that's our aggressive approach to the gospel now is critical. Tearing down principalities, casting down imaginations, and every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's what the church is supposed to be doing. See you tomorrow.